Welcome to PNC Anime Beat, where we dive into the latest and greatest from the anime universe. I'm your host, Lance John, bringing you all the cool updates in a casual hangout. So let's jump right in. Mobile Fighter G Gundam fans, rev up those G Fighters because it's the series' 30th anniversary and something big is on the horizon. During the Gundam franchise 45th anniversary special, voice actor Tomokazu Seki unveiled a compelling logo and hinted at new character illustrations. Although details are scarce as a dessert after a colony drop, we're all like Seki, eager to learn what's in store for our beloved G Gundam. If you thought spirits and mecha were cool, wait until you hear this. Studio Ghibli's film, The Boy and the Heron, has flown to the top of the Chinese box office and soared to over $73 million. This Hayao Miyazaki masterpiece isn't just breaking records in China, it's winning hearts and awards worldwide, including Best Animated Feature at the Oscars. And hey, for those of you stateside, The Boy and the Heron will stream exclusively on Max. I can't wait to revisit Miyazaki's magic through streaming. Now let's talk sequels. Shaman King Flowers, the follow-up to the recent Shaman King anime, just dropped on Netflix in North America, and fans are already journeying with Hana Asakura and his spirit buds. With 13 episodes out and the echoes of Oversoul in the distance, this spiritual successor ensures the Shaman King legacy continues to enchant new generations. And because we can never get enough rubber-suited monsters and shimmering heroes, Ultraman Arc is blasting onto our screens this July. Get ready to fire up those streaming sites or catch it dubbed in 11 languages. Plus, Ultraman's not stopping there. Mark your calendars because the Ultraman CG animated feature, Ultraman Rising, hits Netflix this June. It's a great year to be an Ultraman fan. Finally, Code Geass enthusiasts, sharpen your strategy because Code Geass Rose of the Recapture is checkmating to your screen starting in May. This four-part anime has revealed many new cast members and three shiny Nightmare Frame mechas. The battle for the future continues, and it will be streaming exclusively on Disney's Star brand in late June. And just like a perfect episode of your favorite anime, we're at the end. I hope you enjoyed this quick animated journey through today's headlines with PNC Anime Beat. Don't forget to charge your devices and get your streaming game on, because there's plenty to watch and more to anticipate. This is your host, signing off until next week. Keep those spirits high and let your anime flag fly. This has been an exciting segment from the Pondering Nerdcast. Make sure to subscribe and follow us so you never miss an episode. We've got all sorts of fascinating topics to explore and share with you, and we can't wait to bring you along on the adventure. Thanks for tuning in.